Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis on Call Me Cleo. We are wrapping up the final hour of our President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. As we say goodbye, it is bittersweet, and we will, especially we will forever miss you as a country. I remember hosting a show in college at the University of Memphis the year he got the presidency, when he won 2008, and it was just amazing. It was absolutely amazing. So the beginning of 2009 was beyond what I can imagine. I never thought I'd be in a seat where I could say, hey, we are celebrating the nomination, the winner of the presidential election, Mr. Our new president, Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. And it has been priceless. The experience has been priceless. The way he carried himself, the way he spoke, an amazing orator, gave us all a great goal to aspire to, the empathy, the insightfulness, the intelligence, the, I could go on and on. And not just because he is a black president, it's because he is an intelligent man, a gifted individual that was specifically meant for this time, along with First Lady Michelle Obama, Michelle LaVon Obama at that, and the dignity and class that she displayed was absolutely amazing. I mean, she stepped it up every time she stepped out of the White House, from her hair to her wardrobe, shoes, part everything. It was consciously her. It gave us all a new echelon to aspire to in fashion and how we feel about ourselves as black women in our body type. And it's something that we definitely needed. All of it, from how they raised their children, Sasha and Malia, her mother, the way she made sure to love herself and love us, and him to love himself and love us and love her, the way the president loved his wife and showed it every time, was something to see, and something we haven't seen in a long time. I am going to always continuously pray for them to be protected and shielded at all times because of who they divinely are and what they've meant to not only me, but the world. It opened us all up to something more. I personally got politically involved. I woke up. I seen how it moved not just black people. I seen how it moved white people, Asian people, Latin people, and then some. So if that type of leadership can do that, imagine if we all stepped up to the plate in whatever fashion it is, whatever role we play, imagine if we all stepped up to the plate, regardless of who's in office in the future. We all need to step up to the plate, and he and his wife and his family displayed that. And we must go on. We all have to be strong and be loving to each other, be caring to each other, be cognizant of what's going on, and not just in our own backyard and in this country, but in the world. We are now global citizens, and if you can't see that, you'll just be in a bubble and left behind. This was a great eye-opener. It's been a great 8 years. I am so glad to be able to have participated in this historic moment. And I plan, and I hope you all who hear my voice plan to do more as well. Barack, Michelle Obama, Sasha, Malia, you are forever our first family. Thank you, and God bless.